And we're nearing the end of our discussion about what is in your briefing notes, your briefs, for when you are asked to go into a voiceover studio specifically and record a voiceover. Obviously, it could be a commercial, could be a documentary, could be e-learning, could be an audiobook, all sorts of different situations. Oh, by the way, we're going to be talking more about all of those different kinds of voiceover work in a few weeks' time. And your briefing notes are going to be give you all sorts of information to help you come up with the correct style to make that campaign a success. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what is not included in your briefing. Yeah. Today, finally, we're going to be talking about when your voice is mixed with music. Music in adverts or documentaries or whatever it happens to be, bit of e-learning, whatever it happens to be, as I say. Let's first of all talk about music and rough cuts. So commercials and commentaries, documentaries and so on often have the voiceover second tracked together to play over the top of music. The choice of music for a documentary, commercial or whatever is really important. It sets the emotional attitude of the whole piece. That music, very, very carefully chosen, can help give the audience emotion of hope or fear, confidence, desire, optimism, and a million more different emotions. So as a reader, it's really useful for you to know what that music is, what it's going to be, because it helps you, again, develop the appropriate style so it's not too jarring. You need to know that music. You can listen to it in advance. Sometimes what they'll let you do is to record it with the music underneath you, but they're only recording your voice. Yeah, and they'll mix it in post-production. But you can hear it in your headphones while you're recording. Because as I say, if you hear that music, you know what it is that your voice is going to be merged with, what it's going to be mixed with, then you can adapt your style, your attitude, your pace to fit with the tone of that music. And also you can help the editor by hitting certain musical posts if that is actually what's needed. Talking of which, yeah, the script may be written to hit specific points depending on what's happening on the screen at the time, or to fit between on-tape sounds or dialogue. Yeah, the posts. So therefore, even though a required duration for your link is good, having the actual video to record to is even better, because it means you're more likely to feel the recording more. You'll be more accurate. You'll save editing in the final mix. So what am I saying? Instead of having the overall duration, that phrase is 3 seconds, that phrase is 2 seconds, that sentence is 4 seconds, and for you to be reading those in isolation, if you can see the video into which those different phrases or sentences are going to be dropped in post-production, then you can more easily feel the overall tone of the piece and adapt your style correspondingly. And you're more likely to be able to hit those posts, those beats, either in the music or the points at which there is a sound effect, for example, a car door slamming, a shot ringing out, a phone ringing, an exclamation from somebody in that particular dramatisation. Now, if you can't get that, sometimes a storyboard is useful instead. Storyboard, that's a chronological series of images with accompanying notes of how a story is actually going to be played out scene by scene. It communicates the creative's vision, and then you can better visualize what the concept is as well. Because if you know more about the campaign, as we've said before, who it's targeted at, where it's going to be shown, what your character is that you are playing, the music that's going to be underneath, and so on, then you are going to be better able to connect with the audience by developing your own vocal style for that particular campaign. Okay, that's your voice mixed with music. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what is not going to be included in your brief. And then over the next couple of days, let me just scroll down through my notes. We're going to be talking about, We've got a whole series which is all about what is going to happen in your voice recording session. So really, this is mainly for voiceover people. But I'm sure if you work in broadcasts or podcasts, it's going to be of benefit to you as well, because there's all sorts of hints and tips on directing a studio voice, how to give direction, how to take direction, how to give self-direction as well over the next few weeks on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.